So wandering around, interviewing all of the people graduating today, and I can't help but see what looks like a military presence. But when I get closer, I notice the uniforms, and it reminds me of being, I think, between the ages of 14 and 16 when I was in the Air Cadets. But you, sir, are ACF.
That's right, yeah. And obviously what's happened here is 150 years of the of all services. That's the ATC, the Sea Cadets and the Armed Cadet Force and the CCF.
Did they all start at the same time then?
They certainly did, yes. And obviously it came from Wisbeach, and that's the main place where it all started from, and hence this is where we are today.
So to the uninitiated, what does ACF stand for?
Army Cadet Force. Army Cadet Force. And obviously they are into different counties throughout the whole of UK and in Northern Ireland as well.
Now, I remember there were certain names for different cadet forces when I was in the cadets. Obviously, I got a lot of stick because being, I think we were called Pigeons being in the Air Cadets. Is that the same?
I don't really know, because obviously, you know...
Everybody's friends now.
Well, that's right, but yeah, we have to do partnership with them as all as well, because obviously, you know, sometimes they haven't got equipment like we have, so the only way we can do is obviously let them use our stuff.
Well, I was in 29F, 29 Fighter Squadron. I think we were spoiled. I got flying lessons before I'd finished school. I got to shoot the SA-80, the SLR, the Browning 9mm, all my mates at school, hanging around on street corners.
Yeah.
For me, I really felt like it gave me an identity, and it got me into bushcraft and survival way before it was called bushcraft.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that everybody's still doing now. Are you an ex-military man yourself?
Yes, I am, yeah. Yeah, I am. And
couldn't let go of it?
No, I suppose not. Not in a way, because obviously it is a very good life. But, you know, and I recommend, you know, to join the forces, you know, it doesn't matter what you want to do, it's there, you know, and you've got all the education to go with it, you know, all the special things you can do, and it's open to all, and it's a very good career. Okay, we have got Afghanistan going, but, you know, that's part of our security, you know, and, you know, whether we want to be there or not, you know, it's security for people in UK.
Yeah, I know this is a very, very contentious issue. For me personally, I didn't carry on into the forces because I was in a rock band. And they said, you're going to have to cut your hair, you realise that. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure what I should do. Rich and famous, which never actually happened. Or join the RAF. And I don't know, I got to travel and see the world in my own ways. And yeah, politically at the moment, I don't know. I think it was a lot more romantic. And even possible with the Falklands being what seemed to be justifiable, everything, back then than it is now. It makes it a little bit more difficult, I think, for people to make a clear-cut decision. If you're looking for a career, I can definitely see the discipline factor. I can definitely see that joining the cadet force to maybe help make your mind up, because I never felt pushed into anything. All I got was a lot of really interesting opportunities. So what's your job in...
Well,
the ACA.
I'm the CAA, which is Cadet Administrative Assistant for one of the rifle companies, and that's what I do. I do all the administration between Monday to Friday, and obviously weekends. Then obviously the rest of the adults come in, cadets come in, and they just take over for what I've done and use the stuff. Once it's been completed, it's all checked and then put back into the various stores and armories or whatever. And we do 100% check, and that's all we have to do, you know.
And I was kind of drawn over, not just because of the amount of uniforms, I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah.
150 years, a celebration, a get-together as such. I also saw your name. How do you pronounce it?
Death. D-E, apostrophe A-T-H.
Because that is awesome. You must have got a little bit of stick in the army, or did people just stay away from you?
No, not really. No. It wasn't that. It's just, you know, I think as you go through your military career, somewhere along the line, you'll have some sort of, not Mickey taking, but...
Initiation.
No,
they do that at schools, no?
No, I don't think so. It's just, you know, you just get branded, you know, like...
What was your nickname?
S.
S?
S. That's my first name, you know, and obviously with all the tactics and everything.
That's short for your first name, surely.
It is, yeah, and obviously, and that's what we used to do, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, like uncle and people like that, and I won't say any more than that.
No, you've got to be careful, because it's always very, very colourful language. Yesterday I was interviewing a guy who's just going to Afghanistan with the British Army as a... is it British Army? Yeah, he's a radio presenter, right. And he's got an MBE from all his work in these places, doing amazing stuff with radio stations.
Yeah.
And his initials are DFB, but the F isn't his middle name.
No,
because
right.
He spent so much time in the military, you just pick up these sometimes
names,
names that you can't share anywhere else. Look, have a fantastic day tomorrow.
Okay.
What exactly is going to be happening?
Yeah, well, it is. It all starts really around about 12 o'clock. We have a display out from the military, all types of military, whether it's Army, Sea Cadets, whatever it is. And obviously it's on the green, just the other side of the cathedral. And then what we do then, they all, around about 1:30, they all go into the cathedral. They have a service. And then they come out on their march, and obviously the march up the road through the dais onto the main field where the displays are, and then obviously that's where it all ends, and then it's up to the public to have a look at what we do, and hopefully we get some recruiting done,
learn a little bit more
maybe.
And obviously there's a lot of youngsters involved. Will some of the organisers maybe retire somewhere later in the evening for a beer?
Very much doubt it. Because obviously they've got families at home.
Oh, you're working, you have to head back. I just pictured some big encampment on the outside of town.
No, not at all, because obviously the companies are spread.
Yeah.
Obviously we've got people like at Newmarket, Cambridge, then you've got Peterborough. But like I say, the detachments are spread all over there, When you're talking about nearly, 31 detachments.
Wow.
That's a lot of...
it's going to be a lot of marching, a lot of noise.
Points. Yeah, it is, but, obviously we've got the corps drums there playing in front of it. But we have got a lot of, Sea Cadets, CCF, ATC, and obviously the Army Cadet Force. I don't know if the TA are going to march, I don't really know. But
fantastic.
It's 150 years for the Cadet Force.
Good work, and really, really inspiring a lot of young kids in all kinds of stuff. So fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much for talking to me. Have a great day tomorrow.
Lovely. Thank you very much. That's more than 2 minutes.
It was.